Assalamualaikum to everyone, my Muslim brothers and sisters. Ramadan Mubarak. I hope this Ramadan is going well. May Allah accept our fast and our act of ibadah. Ameen. Welcome guys to another episode. My name is Farida, aka Fari For Real, and I'm here on another episode of What Up in Lag podcast, and I have two of, you know, our dashing guys here with me.
Okay, since we're in the holy month of Ramadan, let me just go with my Muslim name. This is Amuda Yusuf Tolon Dalola.
You know how to believe. All right, guys. See your favorite guy till to be high. You guys should give me a Muslim name. What do you think would look nice on me? No, Mubarak is okay. I think I like Mubarak. Okay, it's all fine and good. So, it's another episode. You know, it's actually nice to see you guys again. It's been a long time. And Ramadan Mubarak. I heard that from Friday, that's why I copied it real fast. So, guys, we want to talk about something today, and it's what do you bring to the table? So, when we say what do we bring to the table, you know, when people are getting into a relationship, people ask, what do you bring to the table? So, we are going to, like...
Nobody asked that today. I don't think anybody really asked that. I mean, we see it all over social media, but it's mostly used as a way to insult... you know, someone, or to, you know, undermine someone's efforts. I don't think anyone really sits down and asks, maybe not in that way. So that's for you to see that it's actually an insulting question. Like, how do you ask someone, what do you bring to the table? It's very insulting.
See, I think I personally do have a perspective today. The first one is if it's, you know, if it's important or it is necessary to ask what they bring to the table. And if you're asking, it shouldn't be literally, like, you know, putting to them, like...
I think my own is that you don't meet someone that you think you want to pursue something serious with and ask that, what did you see in them before you started? Do you understand? Before you made the decision that this is the person I want to be with, or if you're asking a girl out, because you mostly point at the girls, to be honest. Before you ask her, what did you see in her? You know, after you ask her what she brings to the table, it doesn't make sense. If you think that she didn't bring anything, there was no need for you to enter into. As for me, if anyone asks me, I don't bring anything. In fact, I will sell the table.
I think I quite agree with you. It's actually very insulting to ask someone that, what do you bring to the table? But I still feel like it's a good question that you have to ask yourself, not the person in question.
Exactly. So,
like, you have to look at, what does this person bring to the table? So it's actually very important as that way.
So, Toby, what do you bring to the table?
What do I bring to the table? Do you have any table for me? I'm the table.
What do you have to offer?
There are so many things.
Like...
See, I don't know why you guys are putting me in on the seat right now. Why are you trying to put me on the seat? Guys, this is actually a setup. I don't know why they're doing this to me. Why do you have to set me up? Well, on a neutral ground, I bring a lot to the table, actually. And I feel like relationship to me is not, it's like a partnership where I feel like I have values to add to their life in whichever way. And I have something to get from them as well. So it may not necessarily be financial, but it has to be something of very substantial as well. So I think I bring a lot to the table, personally.
You think? Which one is your
think? Yeah, what do you bring to the table?
What do I bring to the table? Of course, time, attention, material things. Atibugwe.
If you don't bring that to the table, does the relationship actually exist outside that? So I feel like you should, okay, maybe that's fine, Abi. It's accepted. But then I feel like if you're not giving your partner your time, your attention, then why are you in a relationship?
I'm saying that's a total package.
That's a total package.
Yeah,
so aside from the regular, what do you bring to the table?
Which one be regular? state regular. Which one be regular?
Time, attention, money, they're the regular.
I can't answer that question for now.
So Farida, what do you bring to the table aside from the regular?
Well, since people are asking me, I would say, what do I bring to the table? I bring intelligence, and most especially emotional intelligence, sensitivity. Apart from the regular, I also bring money, to be honest. Like, I don't have a problem with, like, sharing my own. I don't have a problem, as opposed to so many girls, like, I don't have a problem with sharing my money, but it is dependent on if you are also willing to share your own money. Do you understand? So I cannot be the only one doing, or I would not be the first to offer. that's just my own belief. Do you understand?
So you have to like show that he's actually.
Yes, you have to show. Honestly, so many things. I don't think there's a limit to what I can bring, but it will depend on the person entirely. I match energies, so I want to see what you want to bring, and then I can go above and beyond for you too. If you're not, I don't want to be the one doing more than you are doing personally as a woman who, in a relationship. In this set standard.
The guy brings the lead and, you know, you follow. That's key. So, personally, I feel like, you know, your personal development is actually my priority in a relationship. I'm looking out to, like, develop you in all ranks that I can. You know, I feel like we are humans and we need to, like, complement ourselves. If you are vast in this area, I'm bringing something else. You are bringing something different to the table. I'm also complimenting whichever way you can, you know, intellectually, money-wise, values, just name the whole thing. Now, so let's go back to our question, you know.
But then, wait, I think if someone, you can't really answer this question at a go like that.
Yeah, I feel like, just sometimes that we have to be, like, specific. But it's just like, I'm conscious of your own personal growth as well. Like, I don't know if there's a better way I can put it. Like, I'm actually, like, apart from the whole, the old romance, the whole the relationship excitement that comes with it. I'm so particular about your own personal growth, the value, your value system. I just want to improve you any way I can, and you also add to me. So just like a mix of we partnering together, complementing each other in every way, we've come short of whatsoever we needed in life. So
of course, that's what the relationship
exactly. Well, that was it. So it's not. It should be like a mutual, this thing, beneficial, not a kind of parasitic relationship where someone is eating off from the other, either financially or just draining them intellectually. So people are like that. They just want you to like do the whole talking. You know, bringing the whole advice. Being talking about what next move are we making. So we should be contributing at the same time, you know. I have a problem. You should be able to, like, you know, give insight to whatever you think I'm facing at a particular point in time. So it should be the two-way thing.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely agree. So, Mia, I want to ask, what is that thing that you don't really mind not being brought to the table, like, from your other partner? What do you mind not receiving from the partner? Something that you can... how do I put it now? That you can sacrifice. Say she doesn't have this thing for it. Say she doesn't have money, for example. Is that fine? Is that okay for you?
Yeah,
or she's...
But it has to do that. She's not really...
Or a personality type. Something that you don't really care for that much. That people make a big deal.
Can I really think of something? It's actually very hard. It's actually very hard. But if I say money, because the truth is that 90% of relationship, women don't really bring money. So it's not something that people don't really care. So it's still with the regular. But then, you don't necessarily need to be coming to my house to do cleaning.
That's
cooking and all of that. So I don't really care.
Yes.
The things I've been seeing, I think I sent it to the group now. The things I've been seeing on social media, someone said she went to pound yam for a man. For a boyfriend. They were not even dating. Talking stage. How do we go from... What happened to what's your favorite color?
God of Nazareth.
What happened to how many siblings do you have? How do we go from that to, okay, I will now go to the market and buy yam and I start pounding for you? I really don't understand.
I think it has to do with self-esteem or loss. I don't know. Is it crazy love or...
That's madness.
I don't really know how to qualify.
I don't even pound yam. I don't pound yam for myself. I've never pounded yam for my father before. It's my mom that does, and that's even once in a while.
You will now go to a man's house.
Kilo, what would happen to me? Wait, like I'm not loved at home. I think cooking is, I don't know, especially for women, because cooking for women is a burden. Let's be honest. If it's a man that is cooking, is love. It's support. It's support, but like for women, cooking is seen as our duty. So I think women are not, like, it's not a compulsory thing. You don't have to bring it to the table. Like, you don't need to cook for a man to show that you love him. You don't have to use it to impress him. You don't need to...
I've been living fine before you came on, but so why do you necessarily need to cook?
Exactly. Cooking, if he cannot cook and he can't, that's his problem. Oh, he's going to die of hunger. And he was okay before you came. You don't need to cook for him. If he doesn't like you, he doesn't like you. The cooking will not change things. It's just going to
It's not going to rate you when someone that doesn't like you, or you're doing too much for someone that doesn't like you, it's a problem. Honestly, I feel like I have a problem with people doing wife duties in a boyfriend or girlfriend situation. There should be a limit.
I just mean when you don't end up marrying now, you say the man don't use me. After all I've done for you.
That's where the problem comes from. Honestly, there should be a limit to everything. If you want to, it's nice if you want to show love through cooking. It's not bad. I will see some guy, they'll be like, come to my house and come and clean. They'll be like, on Saturdays or weekends.
To make it worse, the worst is like doing clean, right? Food, no sweet.
You know, washing his dirty clothes. Like, even me sometimes. I can't do it.
Just how insane it is for... Let's even say I offered is different. Sometimes I can feel like... I don't think I ever will. I don't even wash my own clothes myself. But, like, you asking me, you have the audacity. Open your mouth and say, I should come and wash. That's the end. It's over between us. There's nothing. There's no going back.
Actually, it's a nice...
Because
sometimes when I think about the scene, I have to put my shoes on. Let's assume I'm a girl. Am I going to do this for a guy? And I'm saying no. Honestly, the last time we were home, I was sick. I had typhoid, so I was so sick. And I couldn't wash my clothes. My clothes were piling up. So one of my older cousins came and she was like, Toby, let me help you wash. I'm like, no. I don't really like people even handling my dirty clothes, you know. I want to do my stuff myself. When I'm fine, I'll go back to it and wash it. So it was somehow... And I think I picked that for my dad. My dad only allowed people to wash his clothes for him. He was like, moving exercise. So, and I pretty much love it, right? Do your cleaning yourself. Like, you're cleaning yourself. You should be able to do all those little things yourself. And if you don't want to do, if you want to, you know, outsource it, fine. There are dry cleaners that are ready to do it. Exactly. You want so. I think it's us girls, you know, working on their self-esteem and, you know, appreciating themselves more. And I feel like it has to do with it. And it has to do with if you are not, I'm sorry to say this, if you are not greedy, because sometimes it has to do with greediness, because you're all about his money as well. And you use that avenue to like, okay, yeah, should we want to money? Exactly. So if you are pressuring him to behave as a father or as your husband, then he starts extending some wife duties to you. So if you're not always on his neck, yeah, buy this, buy that, you know, you want to buy body cream, I see calling your boyfriend. You want to do this, I see calling your boyfriend. Every single expenditure you do that happens in your life, he has to be a partaker of it. So there's no tendency that you have to say, yeah, come, we're not for sure. So is when we start setting boundaries when there should be boundaries, then it's very easily respected. Limit that husband duties you want him to do, then you'll be able to like face him like, no, I can't do all these wife duties. So I feel like it goes that way.
And the thing is, I don't want to say most girls is, I know it's not most girls, yeah, that do it. Then even the ones that you don't think do it, they are the ones that are doing it, and they, how will I even put it now? They say,
Add guy girl online, but they wash clothes.
it's just something that needs to be stopped. Yeah, exactly. As a guy, I don't know how it seems to you. Say because a girl should come and cook for you. Your house.
Because when you now play it in your head, like, you now assume that, okay, let me say I'm a girl. That is when you now realize that I'm all.
Talking about things that I don't really mind being. Things that don't necessarily have to be on the table for you, especially if I'm in a relationship. I've heard girls, you know, say, oh, my boyfriend needs to have a car. I don't think it's a big deal, to be honest. I was having a conversation with some girls recently about, she said that if you don't have a car, we can't go out on a date. That she doesn't mind if he borrows the car. That she cannot Uber to a date. I'm like, the first question I asked was, do you have a car? Do you understand? The first question I asked was, do you have a car? She said, no. I'm like, so why are you putting that burden on him? What's the point of the car? The most important thing is that we get to the dates. And it's even better to even take Uber. There's no, you know, burden of where are we parking? You know, some restaurants don't even have parking spaces. You just order and you come down and you're in and out. So I don't think, some people think that having a car is a big deal. I don't think it is, to be honest. I really don't think. Also, another thing is sex. I don't think sex is important in relationships, to be very honest. Like, it's not that much of a big deal like we do in this generation. Yeah. Is you should first get to know each other, honestly, and connect outside of... Some people just have sexual chemistry. They don't really like each other, to be honest. They don't really even know their partners. They don't know their characters. I feel like sometimes when relationship break is when they realize that they actually don't really like each other. It was that all just been sex, like, all along. They don't understand, this is how this baby is. So this baby is actually very, very rude. They didn't realize all of that because they brought sex, like, first amongst other things. I think, like, some of these things don't really matter. Enough of things that we in this generation, like, take very seriously as prime factors of choosing partners or getting into relationships, they don't really, really matter to me, to be honest. I don't know what you guys think.
I think I pretty much agree with Farida on what she just said. So on prime factor, wait, the prime factors. We talk
prime
about
factor, number that can go in the back.
Wait, it's on the top. But wait, no, I mean,
the truth is that 90% or a majority of relationships now thrives on sex.
Yes.
So that's one of the problems we are having. People are not really going in there with good intentions.
Just look for a sex partner and do whatever you want to do. Friends with benefits.
We solve majority of these problems.
But along the lines, same friends with benefits, they start catching feelings.
It's just that way. It's always like that. Then I think about something, you know, when we're asking this question, you know, you're asking yourself what do you bring to the table. What's actually more important? Are we talking about the, you know, I think one of our episodes we talk about people dating people in your intelligence range. Is it actually very, what's even more important? Are you going to look at their values, their intelligence, or you're probably just looking at the physical, you know, the physical compatibility of both of you?
Way beyond physical compatibility.
I think it doesn't necessarily work on your hand. You have to create your own priority list. What comes first? Because the truth is, we all have things that we want, but the person that we find or that we like doesn't necessarily match those lists. So then I look at the things I want and the people that I am with, they are so different sometimes. So I now say, okay, what is that thing that is now like that makes me actually like this person? That is your important thing. Do you understand? If it's intelligence, fine, that is important to you. If it's money, I keep saying, like, money is not, it's not bad. If it's money that you're looking for, fine, like, and this person is rich. The problem is you wanting money and going for someone that is not necessarily, like, rich, and now imposing all of your, you know, standards on someone that cannot give you what you want. And it goes for different things too, personality-wise, sex. And someone that is not really like interested in sex, and now you're trying to force them on all of that. So create what is most important to you. You just have to be honest with yourself, to be honest. Just have a discussion with yourself. Also on what you also bring to the table. So people are looking for, I'm like, I think the question is, are you your spec? Are you your type? What we're looking for, the kind of people that we're looking for, they don't want us. And that's a big realization for a lot of us. The kind of people that you want a very rich person, but rich people also want rich people. Like, they also want to advance.
Exactly.
They want business deals. Rich people marry each other. Like, some people marry each other for like deals, for contracts, to, you know, further advance their family's wealth and all of that. So how are you positioning yourself to be that person that you want, so they can want you also? Do you get what I'm saying? So I think at the end of the day, asking someone what they bring to the table still falls back down to you.
Yeah.
What do you also bring to the table? It still comes down to you. If you're asking that, there's probably a problem with you. What are you attracting? The kind of people that you're attracting. So people sit down and say, oh, like, I'm always with broke guys. Like, broke guys, because you're broke. And you're always in the circle of broke people, like, most likely.
Most likely,
yeah. The kind of company that you're with, the kind of people that you attract, it says a lot about you, no cap. Yes, we can be different from our friends, but like, they start rubbing off on you. And if those kinds of people like you, it probably means that you're very similar. You're more similar to them than you are. So I think before you ask what someone brings to the table, before you insult someone like that, think about what you also bring to the table and the kind of person that you are.
That actually like caps it all, you know, to be sincere. So guys, it's all fine. You know, before you ask someone what they really bring to the table, you have to like do an introspection on yourself and see what you're also bringing and the kind of person you attract. I think recently I said something to someone yesterday that you attract who you are at the end of the day. So you need to, if you want somebody that has kind of standard, you have to like work yourself to that standard. And I think it goes both ways because most girls or females will think like, okay, I have a nice body, a banging body, and they think that's the rest. So we need to like develop yourself. And as a guy, they think I have money. Yeah, it's actually happened. People do fraud, they have money. People are lucky, they do one business and they make money off it and they feel like that's all they need. And they are looking for a kind of standard. You know? So you have to like develop yourself in all ways you can, as possible, as much as possible. Then if you are a girl, then you have to look beyond your physical attributes. Then you are, as a guy, you have to look beyond your pocket. I should tell somebody that nobody's going to leave a good for, you know, plastic or whatsoever. So if you're a very refined person, that your values are not basically on monetary things, are not basically on material things, I don't think people want to leave you. Like, you create values in people, you impart in people's life positively, and you are like, nobody wants to leave you. It goes both gender, actually. So if you start making attempts, you know, making more effort to develop ourselves, then it will be easier for us to like say, okay, what do you bring to the table? Because you already know you are bringing so many things to the table, and you've already like set the table. You know, it's just like you don't have a table, you're asking someone what they bring to the table. So you have to have a table set before you ask someone what they bring to the table. So until next time, we say, also don't forget to follow us on our social media platform. Keep listening, keep sharing, subscribe, and until next time, we say,
ciao. Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak. And our Muslim brothers and sisters, you know, keep fasting, keep praying for us at this month of this holy month. You know, don't forget what's up in Allah. Keep us in prayer. Thank you very much. Like and share, subscribe.